We were very devastated, all of us, yesterday to see that Israel have gone into Rafah, how they've just completely not listened to anything that anyone has said. They haven't for the whole 7 months. Our own government are talking out of their mouths, but they're not doing anything. We are sick of words. We really want them to enact the Occupied Territories Bill. We want sanctions. We want the Israeli ambassador to be gone. We want the flotilla to go so that Gaza gets food and water. And we just want everybody to be standing with Palestine. Because
so you're not satisfied with the action that's been taken so far at all?
Absolutely not, no. Words mean nothing now. Action is what needs to be done. It's devastating. The whole thing is devastating. And we can't turn a blind eye. We can't talk anymore. We need to act. Act, act, act.
And at a local level, do you feel that much can be done? Of course, bearing in mind that you're outside the county council building here today, are you looking for councillors to advocate more strongly for it? Is that the idea?
Exactly. We just want, like, meetings. We want people to talk more. We want pressure to be put on all of our TDs. Like, I suppose why we thought of coming here was because one TD's office, you know, you could be outside one, but we want to capture everything. Like, everyone kind of... for everyone to, like, it's voting season now, so it's like people to really keep Palestine in their minds, to put pressure on TDs to make sure that the Dáil know what we want and they act.
Do you think it should be an election issue?
Absolutely, 100%. Like, the support for Palestine in Ireland is massive, whether it's people on the streets or not, or silently. Do you know, it's a massive issue, massive. Like, given our own history, it's just, we need to act.
There's good numbers of you out here today, and I'm hearing a few car horns behind us as well. Are you happy with the support that you're getting?
Yeah, I definitely am. I think that, like, people are silently supporting, and you've got people in the background, you know, just supporting people who are active. And I think everyone has a part to play, and it's... But we would, of course, we want more people out in the streets with us. We want people to hold our hands. We want people to be at our sides, as we're at the sides of the Palestinian people. Like, we just... You know, they're vulnerable, and they've everything has been taken away from them. They love their land, they love their country, and they're being pushed away. And it's just, it's not okay, and we all need to stand up for the vulnerable.